Jesus said, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears God's word and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Jesus said, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs of thistles? Therefore, every good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. The Bible says, do not be deceived. The wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God. Neither the sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, homosexuals, thieves, greedy, drunkards, slanderers, swindlers, none of them will inherit the kingdom of God. And this is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The only hope that anyone has is in the Lord Jesus. He shed his blood for us. He rose again from the grave after 3 days. Folks, Jesus is alive. You can have salvation. You can get your sins forgiven. But there's only one way. You're going to have to repent. There's only one way to escape damnation. You're going to have to come to God on His terms. You're going to have to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow Him. Unless you have a faith in Jesus that is a submissive faith, a faith that will follow Him, you really are not believing on Him, and you really do not have the salvation the Bible says that you can have. Jesus said there's a heaven and a hell. He did not speak of a purgatory. There is no purgatory. Be not deceived. Folks, please know this. Infant baptism does not forgive anybody of their sins. Please know that a Catholic priest cannot forgive your sins. Please know, in order to get forgiven, you must turn from your sins. You must come to Jesus. You must trust in Him to the point of commitment. Outside of that, you will be one of the many. You will be of the large crowd that will end up in the lake of fire in the very end. Turn from the drunkenness. Turn from the sexual immorality. If you're partying hardy, you need to repent. That'll drag you to hell. The Bible says, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. You need to come out from them and be separate, saith the Lord, and He'll receive you. You need to live holy. You have to live holy. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God. Sin defiles. Sin contaminates. And sin will bring you to your spiritual death. You're going to have to follow the Lord Jesus. If you're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of you. Question, are you ashamed of the Lord Jesus on this campus? If you're ashamed to confess Him in a reverent way on this campus, Jesus said He will be ashamed of you when He comes back in the power and the glory of the Father. Folks, Jesus is the only way to the Father. There is no other way. There's only one name under heaven given among men in which salvation's found. There is only one way to the Father. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to the Father except by Him. Those of you that are not acquainted with the hell of the Bible, let me tell you what the Bible says about hell. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, but people will go there too. Hell is a place of fiery torment. It's likened unto a fiery furnace. Hell is not a place of party. Jesus said in hell there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let me say that again. The hell that Jesus said exists is a hell where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You need to repent. You need to turn from sin. The only heaven that the Bible speaks of is a paradise environment. A paradise place can be yours. But like that thief that repented and came to God on his terms, you can do that same thing and end up in that same paradise environment beyond the grave. But only if you come to him like he said you must. He said, come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he'll give you rest. That's the only way that you can find rest for your soul. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to the Father except by Him. The Bible teaches that God's Word and His ways are not like ours. That's why you need to read the Bible and find out what God has said about how to get your sins forgiven. Hey, folks, I want you to listen to this. The Bible says in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Revelation 21:8 says, the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those that practice the magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Repent. If you're in that list, you need to turn from that and turn to God on His terms, which means come to Jesus. Humble yourself. And in sincerity, pray a prayer like this. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Folks, the Bible says, you have sinned, you're on the road to hell, your sins are dragging you to that wrong place prepared for the devil and his angels, and the only hope you have is in Jesus. You can mock him, you could laugh at him, you could reject the message of the Bible. God has given you free will to do all that. But one day, when you die, you're going to stand before God, and the Bible says, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You're going to bow your knee to the Lord Jesus one day, maybe right before you get thrown into the lake of fire, but you will bow. Jesus spoke of a particular man that went ahead and humbled himself. He prayed sincerely to God, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus said that man went home justified. Folks, that can be you. If you're willing to do it, like Jesus said, if you're willing to repent, sincerely go to God. God looks on the heart. There is no secret sin. You might think that you're getting away by looking at pornography or sexual immorality or drunkenness. Please know that God knows about it. Please know you're going to have to answer to Him one day. Hence, you better repent. The wages of sin is death. It's going to drag you to hell. Not purgatory. There is no purgatory. Please know there's only a heaven and a hell. The Bible says there's two gates, two roads, two groups of people. Jesus said most people will go to hell. Jesus said enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many enter through that gate. He said, difficult is the road that leads to life. You're going to have to be a lover of God if you're going to enter the kingdom. And to be a lover of God, you got to obey Him. It's impossible to love God unless you are obeying God. Do you love Him? The first and greatest commandment of all commandments is to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And folks, remember this, that if you're ashamed of Jesus in this wicked and adulterous generation, Jesus said He'll be ashamed of you. If you confess Him as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the grave, if you're willing to commit to Him and call out to His name for mercy, if you're willing to turn from your sin, you could have forgiveness, you could have eternal life and the salvation the Bible speaks of. Think about it, folks. We're talking about eternity. We're talking about a long, long, long time. Heaven or hell forever. But among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse jesting, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a man as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. It is God's will that you should be holy, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. And in this manner, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish all such men for such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, He rejects this instruction, does not reject man, but God who gives you His Holy Spirit.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm Brian. What's your name?
I'm not sure.
What's your name, sir? I just want to talk to you.
The Bible says, he who overcomes will inherit all this. I'll be his God and he'll be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those that practice the magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. The Bible says, the word of God declares, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The only hope we have, the only hope you have, is in the Lord Jesus. Jesus is our hope of glory. Folks, He's the only way to the Father. He has the only name under heaven given among men in which salvation is found. If you're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of you. If you disown Him before men, Jesus said He would disown you before the Heavenly Father. The Bible declares that if your name is not found written in the book of life, you'll be thrown into the lake of fire. What shall a man gain if he gains the entire world and loses himself and is cast away? Folks, your soul is your most valuable possession. Think about it. Your soul is what Jesus said is your most valuable possession. To find rest for your soul, you need to come to God the way God said to come to Him, and that is through Jesus. the only way to get to Him. There is no other way, folks. Jesus is the only way, or you're not going to come to God, you're not going to escape hell, and you will not enter God's paradise kingdom. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. The grave is not the end. Did you hear that, folks? The grave is not the end. You face a long, long eternity. Where will you spend eternity? I'll answer that question for you. You'll spend eternity depending on what you do with the Lord Jesus, how faithful to God you are. If you die with a pure spirit, folks, repent. You're not going to get anywhere with God with sin in your life. He's a holy God. He's a jealous God. He's a loving and merciful God, but only if you repent. Only if you turn from the sin. If you come to God in that manner, God will show you mercy. He'll forgive you. He's long-suffering. He's given you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to repent. Those of you that cleave to drunkenness and sexual immorality and other forms of wickedness, please know, please be assured, your sin will find you out. Please know that God knows about it. Please know that those sins will drag you to hell. You must get cleansed, and only the blood of Jesus can do that. Only God's mercy can forgive you. Going to church is not good enough. Did you hear that? Water baptism's not good enough. You got to turn from those sins. You got to repent. Jesus said, if any man come after Him, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow Him. Are you following the ways of this world or the ways of God? Jesus said there were two people that heard His word. One was a wise man and one was a foolish man. What distinguished the two, one from the other? One put his word into practice and the other one did not. I want you to know you could graduate from this university and get all kind of doctorate degrees according to God. If you're not putting His word into practice, you are not a wise man. You will never be a wise man. And just exactly the opposite is declared. Namely, according to Jesus' teaching, you are actually a foolish person. You have built your house on sand, and it will crumble one day, and in the very end, when it's too late, you'll end up in hell. Jesus said that His mother and brothers are those that hear the Word of God and put it into practice. Jesus said to be His spiritual family, you're going to have to put the truth of God as found in the Bible into practice. Are you ashamed of the Bible? Are you ashamed of the Gospel? Are you ashamed of God's Word? Are you ashamed of the Lord Jesus? If that be the case, folks, you need to repent. You need to turn from that sin. Recognize the vast majority of people will perish. And if you're backslid, if you were a Christian before you came to this university and you backslid, front slide, come back to God. Turn from that sin like the prodigal did. The father said of him, he said, my son was dead, he's alive again, was lost and is found. The only time you'll ever see in the Bible where the father is shown running, he ran to welcome that repentant, backslidden prodigal back. He turned from his idols to serve the true and living God. Folks, I want you to know that God wants you in His kingdom. But Almighty God cannot get you there because you got free will. If you don't want to go, God won't force you. God has given you choice. You could do the right thing or the wrong thing. God will not make you do the right thing. But if you do the wrong thing, if you go the ways of this world, if you indulge in wickedness, in the end, the Bible says, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth for you. Ponder it, folks. What are you selling your soul for? What's your favorite sin? Whatever your favorite sin is, whatever the reason is, why you're not repentant, why you haven't come to God, why you're not following Jesus, that's actually the price tag you have put above the value of your soul. Folks, a lot of people died a lot younger than you. You're not guaranteed another day, much less another week or another year. The Bible tells us we need to repent. We need to come to God on His terms. It says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. After this, the judgment. After this life, the judgment before God. Oh, holy God, that knows all about your sin. The only hope you have is to repent. The only hope anybody has is to come to Jesus. He's the only Savior, folks. He's much more than a prophet, folks. He's the only way to the Father. He's the only begotten Son of God. Jesus is alive. He rose from the grave. Easter has nothing really to do with Easter bunnies. That's all pagan, folks. That's nothing more than a trick to conceal that Jesus rose from the grave. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What are you giving in exchange for your soul? What sin are you cleaving to instead of coming to God? Those sins are going to end up in the fiery furnace. The Bible says the Son of Man will send out His angels. They will weed out of His kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. If you're still in your sin, you're going to end up in the fiery furnace. It's time to repent. You need to get cleansed. You need to get forgiven. You need to come to God. Come and drink of that living water that only God can give you. Jesus taught, if you drink of this water, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the living water that He gives, folks, you'll never thirst again. Jesus is alive. He got the words of life. He who has the Son of God has life. He who has not the Son of God has not life. Church membership cannot save you. Mary cannot save you. A Catholic priest cannot forgive your sins. There is no purgatory. Are you listening to me, folks? I said there is no purgatory. Grave is not the end. You're going to have to repent and come to God by coming to Jesus, or in the very end, God forbid, but in the very end, you're going to end up in this horrible place called hell. I want to tell you how to study for your finals. Are you listening? I'd like you to tune in. To study for your finals, read the Bible. Learn God's Word. That's how you study for your finals. I'm talking about eternity. I'm not talking a mere 100 years. I'm not talking 100 billion years. I'm talking all eternity. How to find out what God wants from you, the God that created the heaven, the earth, the seas, and everything in them. You'll stand before Him one day. He gave us this book called the Holy Bible. And the only way you'll ever really know what He said is to read it for yourself. Don't just trust somebody, especially somebody that would mock this message. This word is true. This message is from God. The Bible declares, blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God. I said, blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God. Just going to church won't do it, folks. You could go to church for 100 years and still go to hell. You got to repent. Throw away the pornography and the booze bottles and the cocaine and the marijuana. Get rid of the illicit sex. Turn to Jesus. Follow the ways of God. Live a pure life, folks. It's the only way to go. You can have joy unspeakable Folks, you could have peace. Some of you are looking for peace. You don't know what to do. You think maybe if you extend your education, that maybe somehow then you'll find peace in your soul. Folks, that won't do it. Listen to me, folks. I graduated from college myself. After I graduated, I started reading the Bible. It was at that point in time that I acted on the message of Scripture that I finally found peace for my soul. Jesus is alive. You have a soul. There's a judgment day. Where will you spend eternity? Heaven or hell? Two gates, two roads, two groups of people. And Jesus said, most people, the vast majority of people, the multitude will perish. They're going to go to hell. Repent. Jesus said, hell comes after physical death. Sometimes people will say this life is hell. Folks, this life is not hell. This life can be hellish, but it's not hell. The hell the Bible speaks of comes after your physical death. If you die in your sins, if you're wicked before God, you'll end up in that horrible place. It's not God's will for you to go there. But you will go there because you have free will. You have choice to do the right thing or the wrong thing. You can repent or refuse to repent. You can come to Jesus or refuse to come to Him. It's entirely up to you. But folks, it's your eternity. If you're ashamed of Jesus before others, He'll be ashamed of you. The Bible says the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. I have no doubt that some people that can hear my voice right now, they think all this is foolishness. You think it's nonsense. You think it's crazy. You think that's all a fairy tale. The Bible says that you are in a perishable condition. You better repent. You better turn from that frame of mind, that darkened attitude that you have. Come to God. Give Him a chance in your life. And folks, you'll find rest for your soul. You're not going to find it in drugs. You're not going to find it in sex. You're not going to find it in a good job. You're not going to find it in a marriage. You're not going to find it in a car. You're only going to find it in God. And you're never going to have God. Never going to have God. Unless you come to Jesus. Jesus said it was the one that prayed, God have mercy on me, a sinner, that went home justified. He prayed sincerely. He prayed humbly. Are you willing to do that? The Bible says if you humble yourself before the Lord, He'll lift you up. On the other hand, folks, if you're proud, God's going to humble you. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And if you're addicted to some kind of sin, I'm saying even crack cocaine, I don't care what the addiction is. Maybe it's pornography. I want you to know Jesus can and will set you free. This is true. The message of the Bible is real. God is alive. You have a soul. There's a long eternity. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die. And that's you, folks. One day you're going to die. You're going to leave everything behind. You're going to leave your friends behind. You're going to leave all the booze behind. You're going to leave all that MTV trash behind. That rock and roll stuff, you got to turn from that. That's not going to enter the kingdom, folks. Heaven's not a place where you're going to watch a football game. Heaven's not a place where you're going to go skiing. Heaven's a place that focuses in upon God. And the holy people will be there with the holy God. What shall a man gain if he gains the entire world and loses himself and is cast away? Well, the answer's apparent. You're not going to gain anything. You'll end up in hell. You're going to be the loser of losers. But folks, it'll be too late to change things. You got to change things now. This side of the grave. There's not going to be a second chance beyond the grave. Now's the time to repent. Now's the time to seek the Lord while he may yet be found. The Bible says, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The only hope you have, the only hope I have, is in Jesus. Folks, to turn away from Jesus is to turn away from life. To turn away from Jesus is to seal your damnation. Repent. If that's your attitude, turn from that wickedness. Wake up, folks. One day you're going to die. You don't know when that's going to be. I said one day you too are going to die. You're going to leave everything behind. You're going to face a holy God, a God that has mercy, but a God that can be wrathful. And if you're in your sins, if you meet him while in your sins as a Christ rejecter, as a scoffer, as an unbeliever, the Bible says what will happen to you, folks. An angel will pick you up and you will be thrown into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The Bible says, boast not for tomorrow. You know not what a day may bring forth. Are you listening, folks? I said, the Bible says, the Word of God declares, boast not for tomorrow. You know not what one day will bring forth. Now's the time to repent. Now's the time to turn from that wickedness. Now's the time, or it may never exist again. You may never have another opportunity. Be not deceived. The Bible clearly declares that all drunkards, all fornicators, all the homosexuals, all the thieves, the liars, those that practice the magical arts, they're going to go to the lake of fire. You need to get forgiven. You need Jesus. You need to come to him on his terms. He died for your sins. He rose again from the grave. Heaven is real, but so is hell. Jesus said there's two gates, two roads, two groups of people, two eternal destinies, folks, only two. There is no purgatory. There is no annihilation of the wicked dead. The grave is not the end. The Bible says, come out from among them and be separated. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, they'll see God. Seek the Lord while he may yet be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, declare the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's why we got to go to the Bible. We got to get God's thoughts. We got to find out what God's Word says. And when you come to him, you'll find out. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. You'll find out, the Bible says, there's a wise man and a foolish man. That wise man is a man that hears the Word of God and he puts it into practice. The foolish man, according to Jesus, is a man that hears the Word of God like you are today, but they don't put it into practice. Jesus went on and he said to that same person that the rain and the winds came and the waters rose and that person's house crashed and all was lost. Are you going to put his word into practice? Jesus said, my mother and brothers are those that hear the word of God and they put it into practice. He did not say that if you go in a church building that you're his spiritual family. Jesus never said, if you were water baptized, you'll be his spiritual family. Jesus said that his mother and brothers hear the word of God and they put it into practice. It's not just 1 hour on Sunday morning. You're talking 7 days a week, folks. Put it into practice. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Job honored the word of God more than his daily bread. The word of God is soul food. It'll enlighten you. The Bible says the entrance of God's word gives light. The entrance of God's word will give you truth. It'll help you understand what reality is. The Bible declares the only hope that you have, the only chance that you have of entering God's paradise kingdom after your physical death is through Jesus Christ. You're going to have to repent. That means turn from your sin. Forsake those sins that are dragging you to hell. Clean up your act. Repent. Jesus said, if any man come after him, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow him. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will not pass away. Jesus said, all this is going to burn one day, folks. All this is going to end one day, folks. But your soul will live on. You're more than just a chunk of meat. You have a soul, you have a spirit, and you live in that body. What are you doing with God? That's why sin defilement is so serious. Sin is poison for your soul. God wants to forgive you. God loves you. God wants you in heaven. But you're going to have to repent. You're going to have to turn, or you're going to burn. You're going to have to cry or you're going to fry. And to cry means to get down on your knees and humbly, sincerely ask God for mercy. Turn away from those sins that are dragging you to hell. That pornography will damn you. God will give you victory over that. He'll give you victory over crack cocaine and marijuana and heroin. Folks, I've seen it. There's been people that have been drug addicts. They repented, and instantly, right at that moment, they were set free by the power of God. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. The blood of Jesus will set you free from wickedness. Are you listening to me? I said it's only the blood of Jesus that can save us. It's only the blood of Jesus that can make the difference. Or are you going to come to him on his terms? Folks, Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God who died for you and rose again from the grave. Or are you willing to take up your cross and deny yourself and follow him, to confess him as Lord before others, unashamedly? The Bible says that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, and if you confess with your mouth that he is Lord, you call out to him for mercy, the Bible says you will be saved. You got to endure. He that endures to the end will be saved. Heaven is a holy place prepared by the holy God for holy people. You're never going to slip in wickedness as defined in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. The Bible says that the drunkards, the sexually immoral, the homosexuals, the thieves, the liars, the slanderers, the greedy, they're going to be picked up by an angel and thrown into the lake of fire. Folks, this is serious. This is a code red. Are you listening? Warning. Your soul is in danger. Warning. You're on the road to hell. You're not going to enter God's kingdom. And there's not going to be a second chance if you die in your sins. You got to get it right here. You got to get it right now. this side of the grave. This is the test. This side, this life is the test. What are you doing with God? He that has the Son is life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. God bless you.